Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Seems our phones had a breather this weekend, as most Nigerians were unable to gain full access to the internet due to a widespread internet downtime. A major internet disruption hit West and Central Africa through the weekend. While the cause of the cable failures was not immediately clear, Ivory Coast, Nigeria experienced severe outages while Liberia, Benin Republic, Ghana and Burkina Faso saw a high impact. The world is going digital and lots of companies, small business owners amongst many others, are dependent on the internet to make their daily bread and make ends meet. How did this internet downtime affect people who depend on the internet to get their jobs done? Let's find out.
So, you know, in the past, people used to say a nation's power is measured by is manpower, military warfare, and the likes. Or going by what happened, going by the internet downtime, I feel the internet downtime is also one of the greatest factors that contribute to a nation's development, and it should be taken seriously. The downtime has affected virtually all sectors, from banks to hospitals to media organizations. Every sector has in one way or the other been affected by this downtime. Imagine my HMO sending me a mail that they cannot respond to mails with the same speed they used to respond to because of the downtime. So imagine someone is in emergency in a critical condition, and then you need response from your HMO for you to access healthcare services and the like. So the speed is not there. It's just so slow, dragging and everything. In fact, my data has finished and I said I won't subscribe again. I'm just using the Wi-Fi I have at home. I said I won't subscribe my MTN line till all of this thing is restored. And yeah, it has really affected my work speed, my workflow, and I hope something is done about it.
All right, so the network downtime actually affected my productivity on the task that I had to do to a very large extent, because I didn't even know at first that it was like a general thing. I kept on trying to do some tasks and the network was not just going through, so it was quite frustrating. And for somebody who does a lot of things online, most times I get frustrated easily when my network starts to misbehave, because I just want to get the work done, I just want to put out something. So why is the network not responding well? So yes, it was quite frustrating. And then it affected my job because I had to like pen some things and just let them be. Depending when the network was back and I could get those tasks done. So talking about alternatives, I think I quite had an option. So this was me shuffling between my other service provider, seeing which one was working best at that moment. And then because I know that I easily get frustrated, I just like left the things that I like could pen and do it some other time. So kind of like allowed me to take pending jobs to the next day.
Those are some content creators there speaking. Mr. Luca, on the other hand, who is into forex trading and content creating, shared how he suffered from the internet downtime and how he found an alternative.
I'm a day trader, which means I buy and sell assets on the internet. It could range from stocks to futures to options, and even forex currencies, so it depends on the situation. And I need the internet to do this successfully. Like, literally, the internet is the number one thing I need first. So it's literally impossible to do my job or do my business without the internet. Experiencing the downtime that happened, which started from like Thursday till weekend, was devastating. It was mentally difficult for me because I couldn't access my platforms to take positions or to trade or even close positions. So as a trader, that was a very, very, very devastating experience to happen, because I did have open positions which I couldn't modify or even close because I had zero internet access. The alternative I did have was a friend of mine recently installed Starlink. So I went over to his house and used his Starlink satellite internet provider, which was beautiful and seamless.
That was Mr. Luca, forex trader. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online.
In this episode, we're looking at how the internet downtime during the weekend affected Nigerians. Before we went on break, we spoke to a few Nigerians who wholly depend on the internet to make ends meet, and they shared their experience. Beyond switching from one network provider to another, what other alternative did Nigerians have? Yusuf Abdullahi, Chief Information Officer, Media Trust Limited, educates us.
Nigerians has been experiencing difficulty in accessing internet service for the past 1 week or so. This is as a result of submarine cables affected due to vandalism along Cote d'Ivoire or around Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal, you know, axis, which resulting in subsequent disruption in Portugal, which is the starting point. But in the past 3 days, I think you would notice that the internet is coming, is becoming stable. This is as a result of most of the providers have rerouted, you know, their traffic to other companies that that are not affected by this. So by this vandalism, so we are lucky. You know, that's the good thing to have so many, you know, providers coming. You know, had it been we only have one, this would be a great disaster, because that would be completely out of the internet. You know, so the affected operators, you know, the cables include the WACS, that's the West Africa Cable System, the Africa Coast to Europe, that's the ACE. And SAT-3, and also MEN-1 is also affected, but yeah, MTN-2 is also affected, but GLO-1 and Equeno, which is owned by Google, still in you know, are still functioning, and that is why most of these providers, you know, move their or reroute their traffic back to these companies. You know, and that is why we are having this this stability. And you know, but another thing is providers need to start looking at other technologies that you know, apart from the fiber connections, we should start thinking of other technologies. You know, initially before the advent of fiber, we used the satellite connections. But we all know the you know, the challenges of satellites, especially in terms of capacity and in terms of the latency. But of recent, at least we've seen a revolution on satellite connections by SpaceX, and we've seen how the Starlink has been performing wonderfully fine. And issue of latency has been reduced, and then issue of capacity too has been almost eliminated, if I can say. You can see now for a connection, a home user having a broadband connection of up to 300 Mbps through the satellite. So providers should start thinking ways of, you know, as an alternative to the fiber in case we have this disaster and that happened on the submarine cables. At least with the VSAT, you may not see those kind of issues. So I think that is the next thing for our providers to start thinking of. But that is not the only options. Other people that using other companies like the GLO and the Equeno did not experience 1 minute of downtime. You know, the only down I think they had was I think through the internet exchange or some that the Google DNS was having some issues. But I think apart from that, there was no any downtime from, you know, from those people connected to those cables that were not affected. So those are not, you know, the only source of the cables. We have many, and like I said, many are still coming to the country. Yes. So why is it that other people can access some applications while others can't? I think that's the question. Yes. Like I said, you know, in Nigeria, we have what is called the Internet Exchange Point, IXPN. You know, this IXPN, the aim of this is that every traffic that is destined to be local traffic will remain local. You know, let's say you have a data center in Abuja, and you wanted to access the applications in that data center in Abuja, and you are trying to browse from Katsina to reach that, so that traffic doesn't have to go to Europe and come back to Nigeria, you know, to you. It will, from Katsina, it will straight, you know, come to Abuja through your ISP. You know, ISP means the internet service providers, either MTN, Glo, any other ISPs. There are many of them, hundreds of ISPs in Nigeria that you can connect to. So, and these ISPs, that's the internet service provider in Nigeria, they are all connected. I think 90-something% have connected to that exchange, to that internet exchange point, either in Kano, whether in Abuja, in Lagos, or in Port Harcourt. You know, so any ISPs that is close to this point of presence can connect to the IXPN. And that is the beauty of it. And that is what these European countries are doing. You know, if you go there, all their ISPs are connected and all their data is within the country. So you only go out when you need a data that is not available within your country. You know, in some countries, they even ask this big telco, I mean big tech like Facebook, Google, Yahoo, you know, that they must domicile one of their servers in their country so that the traffic doesn't have to go to other countries to go. So once you are within your country, Netflix, Yahoo, you don't need to go. The only thing that it does is maybe to synchronize with other servers to make sure that you have a backup or you have replication of these servers around the world, so that if there's any disaster in server in Nigeria, you can easily go to another country and access your data. So that is what I was saying, that government needs to put this policy. Let's host our services in the country so that when we have this kind of disasters, you know, the impact will be very, very, very minimal. Think of it. Common, you know, now if you are trying to check your Yahoo mail, it has to go all the way to Europe or to America or to other Asian countries before you can get a feedback, you know. But once it's domiciled here, whether there's internet or there's no internet, through that exchange point, you can easily reach, your services. And that will drastically reduce the cost of bandwidth and even the usage of the bandwidth, the international traffic, because all our traffic is almost local. You only go out when you need it. But when you don't need it, you stay in the country and fetch your data.
That was Yusuf Abdullahi, Chief Information Officer, Media Trust Limited. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.